This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Two major car makers are out with earnings reports today, and both are good and bad. General Motors, the world's largest automaker, reported a loss for the third quarter of about $115 million. Ouch. Though, actually, that's a lot better than the $1.7 billion it lost in the third quarter last year. And Daimler Chrysler reports better than expected overall earnings, though it was dragged down by continued losses at Chrysler, its American division. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
At a time the major U.S. car companies have been hemorrhaging cash, even the size of the losses reported today by GM and Chrysler were something of a relief. Both lost less money in the latest quarter than expected. At Chrysler, the problem is much like the problem at GM and Ford and has a lot to do with what happened to consumer choices over the last year, according to Daimler Chrysler's Frederick Lauer, who spoke at a news conference in Stuttgart this morning.
Due to higher fuel prices, industry demand is shifting away from pickups, SUVs, and minivans towards more fuel-efficient passenger vehicles.
That shift away from large pickups and sport utility vehicles hammered the U.S. automakers. All have been doing a lot of cost-cutting, but with revenues declining, it's hard to cut costs fast enough. Peter Morisi is an economics professor at the University of Maryland. He says U.S. carmakers were stung by higher gas prices, but it's not that simple. The U.S. automakers did respond with more fuel-efficient models. He says it just didn't work.
For example, the Chevrolet Malibu is pathetic compared to Toyota's offerings. The Impala is a good vehicle, but it's not just as good as the Toyota's. Ditto the Ford 500 and the Ford Fusion.
And Morisi says that fall off in sales means another major problem for the automakers as the 07 models begin arriving in dealer showrooms.
They normally keep 60 days inventory. Toyota right now has less than 30, and the big three have around 90 days of inventory. What this means is they will be heavily discounting in the fourth quarter of this year and the first quarter of 2007. What they're doing right now is postponing their big losses by counting those vehicles as sold,
leaving many of the automakers likely to be forced to announce further production cuts on top of what's already been announced. Daimler Chrysler says it expects its U.S. division to lose around $1 billion this year. GM, while showing that some of its cost-cutting efforts are bearing fruit, also can't yet say when it expects to return to profitability. Jack Spear, NPR News.